It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. Let's check back in with our producer, Sean Powers. He's at Piedmont Park in Atlanta with another producer, Linda Chen. They're there for the 80th annual Dogwood Festival. It starts today at noon. Lots of artists will be there selling their work, and one of those artists joins us along with Sean. Hi, Sean. Who are you with?
We are with Atlanta artist Dawn Martin. She actually lives right near Piedmont Park, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and you come out here quite a bit to paint landscapes.
Yes. Piedmont Park's a great spot to set up and paint. There's such a variety.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask you, just you come here out here quite a bit. How does the weather affect the sort of colors you use? You work with oil paintings.
Yes. Well, it really depends on the time of the day. You know, the morning, you're going to get that really strong contrast, the great reds and pinks, and you can get that in the evenings as well. During, you know, 12 o'clock, there's really no shadows, so that kind of affects it. And then if it's an overcast day, you have really low light, so that's a nice challenge as well.
Yeah, well, I know a big inspiration for you is our environment. Does that affect you in terms of how you edit the paintings?
That I'm not sure. That's a good question. Oh, well, you know, like if you're I could talk about a fall day where you have, you know, all that color in there, you know, you'd really have to simplify it.
Yeah.
That's the big challenge.
Well, I know you're going to be selling some of your work. Is it ever difficult for you to part ways with a painting after you've spent so much time on it?
Well, you know, I really do like them going out into the world and finding, you know, people to buy them. They enjoy them, you know, and it's nice to meet that buyer.
Yeah.
And it also allows me to have space to keep making more paintings.
Well, I would imagine having so much of your work at home can be overwhelming after
yeah.
a while.
Yeah, so it's nice to sell them and go on to new challenges.
Okay. Is there one work of art at home that you would never part ways with?
I have one that I think I've held on to it for over 10 years, and I don't think I could sell it.
Can you tell us about it?
Well, the title of it is Spirit of Movement, and it started out to be, it was going to be a mountain landscape. And my underpainting, by accident, just, it was like all these intense reds that reflected down, and it looked like water. And I just kind of went with it, and it's an abstract, and I don't really do abstract, so, you know.
Okay, wonderful. Well, and you were telling me earlier, sometimes you'll actually go back and modify some of the paintings after all the paint is dry.
Yeah, so I like to get them in a frame and just have them on the wall so that I can get some distance from them. And then when you walk by, you kind of see it out of the corner of your eye, and that's when you can see little subtle changes that might need to happen.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, good luck. Good luck this weekend, and thank you for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
Sean, you guys are going to hang out there?
We're going to hang out here for a little bit, yeah. It's a beautiful day. We're going to get some coffee after we're done and actually try to stand on the street corner and get people to listen to us. We're going to be talking on Monday for a segment about Free Listening Day, where people can basically just come up to us and tell us what they're thinking for free, and we're going to be recording some interviews with folks doing that.
Excellent. Well, enjoy the day, and I hope you can see some dogwoods. That's our producer, Sean Powers. He and Linda Chen are out at the Dogwood Festival. You heard from Atlanta artist Dawn Martin. She's one of many artists displaying their work at the annual Dogwood Festival. It starts at noon at Piedmont Park and lasts all weekend long. And, of course, be sure to stop by the GPB booth and say hello. Our booth is near the 14th and Piedmont Street entrance.